It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio here, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock, around the globe here, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I believe with all of my heart that we are going to see another great spiritual awakening in America. We've had two spiritual awakenings, but we've had many revivals. And I believe a spiritual awakening comes to a city or a nation. But I believe also revival comes to individuals, to families, and to churches. We're going to talk about revival today. And what is a revival? It's where people get revived. Cities get revived. Churches get revived. And when I was growing up as a boy, we would have, the pastor would have 2-week revivals just to get the church revived. Revivals for the church. Spiritual awakening for the nation. But I believe that God desires to revive us. So we're going to be talking about revival today here on BPN Radio. And so delighted to have you listening in each day here on BPN as we pray. And for the past 30 years, I've been calling America to pray. I've been a prayer leader, prophetic voice, and I have trained and taught many churches on how to have corporate prayer. And I've talked about private prayer. So prayer has been my message. I am a preacher. I'm a prophetic voice. And I teach from time to time. But my main passion is to pray. and to call other people to pray. So I'm delighted to have you listening today as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Father, we come into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father. We are your sons and daughters. We enter your presence, not in our own righteousnesses, but by the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We declare there's only one God. His name is Jehovah, and he is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification, Jehovah Shalom, our presence, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. So we come here today to pray, and to pray the will of God be done in our lives, members of our family, our church, our city, our nation. We desperately need you, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you anoint me, your servant, to be a prayer leader today. And I pray for 1,000 prayer leaders today who will lead prayer all across America in different geographical locations. There will be 1,000 prayer leaders that will rise up to lead prayer in their church, on their campus, in their business, on social media, on Facebook, and other social medias. People that will lead prayer in funeral homes, wherever they can find a group of people that will pray with them, where two or three are gathered together in my name. So we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And we have a simple application. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to 1,000 prayer leaders. And you may want to lead prayer in your neighborhood. You may want to lead your family in prayer, but you are a prayer leader, and we will list you as such. And if you're leading prayer in a funeral home, we'll just put your name, your city, and put funeral home. And if you're leading prayer on campus, we can just put your name, your city, and campus. So help us, if you will, to call America to pray by becoming a prayer leader. Even if you lead prayer on Facebook or YouTube, whatever it may be, even in America and even in other nations of the world. And so today, I want to share about revival. My whole life changed in 1966 when God said to me, "Son, give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." I began to get up and give him the first hour of my day, and then I had a personal revival. And soon I was leading prayer for other groups, and we were experiencing revival. In the very first church that Gene and I pastored, in Holiday, Texas, we had great revival, particularly among the young people. It was awesome. It got so awesome that we changed our Wednesday night service to Thursday night, bought a bus, took all of our young people to different churches on Wednesday night, and revival broke out everywhere we went. We had one-night revivals where the glory of God would come, and those young people would preach and prophesy and sing and testify. And so you must understand that where there is a hunger for God, then the Holy Spirit desires to send his power. And I believe that revival, there are hot spots across America, and I believe that those hot spots are going to spread. You know, when my spiritual grandson Leland sings our theme song here on BPN Radio every day, he talks about the revival on Azusa Street. And over the years, when I have been leading extended times of revival, which Gene and I did from 1990 until 1998, extended revivals, some lasting weeks, some lasting months at a time. we would read reports of revival that had happened in years gone by. And one of the things that I loved to do was I loved to read revival reports from Azusa Street, even though those reports were many decades old, they still were alive and living today. And so I love to read this. From 1906 until 1909, God poured out His Spirit at the church on Azusa Street in Los Angeles. This revival lasted for 3.5 years, but impacted nations. So I believe that a revival could break out in your church, on your campus, in your business, or wherever it may be, that could impact nations of the world. Here's some of the excerpts taken from the accounts of that great Holy Ghost outpouring, as told by Frank Bartleman. And these accounts I wrote greatly encouraged us during the revival in Fort Worth, Texas, that I led for over 3 years. And it says, from the accounts of Frank Bartleman, as the revival continued for 3.5 years at Azusa in Los Angeles, services were held 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. Speaking in tongues was the central attraction, but healing of the sick was not far behind. The walls were soon covered with the crutches and canes of those who miraculously healed. A prime feature of the services was the reading of reports from other cities, states, and nations where the revival was spreading. One night we had a season of great quietness at the altar for almost an hour. The Lord drew very near. We were stilled before Him. We soon had a breaking up time at the mission. Souls began to weep their way to Calvary. One night I awoke from my sleep shouting the praises of God. He was getting hold of me more and more. The spirit of revival has consumed me. The spirit of prophecy came upon me strongly. Also, I needed to receive a definite gift of faith for revival. We were evidently in the beginning of wonderful days to come, and I prophesied continually of a mighty outpouring. I had written a letter to Evan Roberts in Wales, asking them to pray for us in California. I now received a reply that they were doing so, which linked us up with a revival there. Awesome. The letter reads as follows: congregate the people together who are willing to make a total surrender. Pray and wait. Believe God's promises. Hold daily meetings. I preached one night. I got so blessed while preaching about Elijah's sacrifice that I leaped for joy. I was informed after the service that some of the people were very much shocked at my undignified action. A wonderful work of the Spirit has broken out here in Los Angeles, preceded by a deep preparatory work of prayer and expectation. Conviction is rapidly spreading among the people, and they are rallying from all over the city. Souls are being saved all over the house. The tide is rising rapidly, and we are anticipating wonderful things. Did you hear that word, anticipating? We are anticipating wonderful things. The fear of God is coming upon the people. Sunday night, the meeting ran on until the small hours of the next morning. The pastor is prophesying of wonderful things to come. I've been expecting just such a display of divine power for some time. I felt it might break out any hour. One evening, I felt strongly impressed to go to the little hall to pray. There I found another brother. We prayed for a spirit of revival until the burden became well nigh unbearable. I cried out like a woman in birth pangs. The Spirit was interceding through us. No soul is ever born without this. All true revivals of salvation come this way. The sun was up the next morning before we left the hall. But the night had seemed but half an hour. The presence of God eliminates all sense of time. The revival spirit rapidly spread its interest over the whole city. Listen to this. Over the whole city among the spiritual people. Workers were coming in from all parts, from various affiliations, uniting their prayers with us for a general outpouring. The circle of interest widened rapidly. We were now praying for California, for the nation, and also for a worldwide revival. The spirit of prophecy began to work among us for mighty things on a large scale. The meetings were getting wonderful by this time for their spontaneity. When we began to pray in the spring of 1905, no one seemed to have much faith for anything out of the ordinary. But this condition has changed. God himself has given us faith for better things. At church one day, I was groaning in prayer at the altar. The spirit of intercession was upon me. A brother rebuked me severely. He did not understand it. But we cannot have souls born without it, travailing. Souls are born into the kingdom only through prayer. Prayer literally consumed me. I would groan all night in my sleep. An English eyewitness writes of the revival in Wales, "Such real revival for the unsaved I've never before witnessed." Another writer declares it was not the eloquence of Evan Roberts that broke men down, but his tears. He would break down, crying bitterly for God to bend them. In an agony of prayer, the tears coursing down his cheeks, with his whole form shaking. Strong men would break down and cry like children. Women would shriek. The sound of weeping and wailing would fill the air. Even Evan Roberts, in the intensity of his agony, would fall in the pulpit, while many of the crowd often fainted. Concerning the revival going on in India at the same time, he wrote, "The girls in India so wonderfully were baptized with the Spirit, great light was given them. They jumped up and down for joy for hours without fatigue. Some fell as they saw great light pass before them. About 20 girls went into a trance at one time, became unconscious of this world for hours, some for 3 or 4 days. During that time, they would sing, pray, clap their hands, roll about, or sit still. When they became conscious, they told of seeing a throne in heaven, a white-robed throng, and a glory so bright they could not bear it. School had to be suspended. They forgot to eat or sleep, and whole nights and days were absorbed in prayer. The Spirit was poured out upon one of the seeking girls in the night. Her companion sleeping next to her awoke, and seeing fire envelop her, ran across the dormitory and brought a pail of water to dash upon her." The current of revival is sweeping by our door. A year of life at this time with its wonderful possibilities for God is worth 100 years of ordinary life. Pentecost is knocking at our doors. The spirit of revival is coming upon us, driven by the breath of God, the Holy Ghost. The clouds are gathering rapidly, big with a mighty rain. Many of us here are living for nothing else. A volume of believing prayer is ascending to the throne night and day. I had such a burden one night I could not sleep. I called Mother Wheaton, who was stopping by with our landlady in the front, and she helped me pray through. I lived in the spirit of prayer for many months, momentarily without a break. At one meeting, I lay for 2 hours helpless under a burden for souls. It was soon noised abroad that God was working at Azusa. All classes began to flock to the meetings. Many were curious and unbelieving, but others were hungry for God. In the early Azusa days, both heaven and hell seemed to have come to town. Men were at their breaking point. Conviction was mightily on the people. When men came within 2 or 3 blocks of the place, they were seized with conviction. It seemed that everyone had to go to Azusa. Missionaries were gathered there from Africa, India, and the islands of the area, of the sea. Preachers and workers had crossed the continent and come from distant lands with an irresistible drawing to Los Angeles. They come up for Pentecost. It was God's call. I'm reading accounts from Azusa Street, and I trust that you've been enjoying those accounts. And the same, why am I reading this? Because history repeats itself. History repeats itself. What God has done in days gone by, he will do again. And so during the revival in Fort Worth that lasted for over 3 years, the first segment of revival lasted for 24 weeks. I personally led the revival meetings 5 days a week, morning and evening, in Fort Worth, Texas, 1994, extended into even 1997. A spirit of revival prevailed. And so we're calling for a spirit of revival. What is a spirit of revival? A spirit of revival is where you have prayer, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of faith. And so you begin to believe. And as I was reading those accounts of Azusa Street, they were believing for incredible things. They had faith for revival. When it started, they had little faith. But when it got going for 3.5 years, there was great faith. And the revival in Azusa Street affected a nation and nations of the world. And people came from all over the world. But you must understand that in 1907, in the early 1900s, the revival there in Azusa Street, you must understand that they did not have the ability in 1906 to 1909, the ability to fly everywhere. People came by any way they could get there, by boat, by train, any way they could get there in 1906 to 1909. And then, of course, we've had outbreaks of revival across America since that time. But I love to read about revival. We need a fresh anointing for revival. And so would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. In the name of the Lord, for revival in this nation. Let it begin in us, O God. Let it begin in our family. Let it begin in our home. Let it begin in our neighborhood. Let it begin in our business. Let it begin in our realm of influence. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will give us a hunger and a passion and a desire, because we need you. We need a fresh anointing. We need revival now. Would you come, Holy Spirit, and give us revival in this land? Would you give us revival in this nation? We need revival now. We need a fresh anointing. We need revival now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you help me pray right now? We need a fresh anointing. We need revival. Let's believe God. Let's believe God together. Here's Ron Bailey. Presence, I'm humble. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. We need your fire. We need revival in this nation, in this land. We need it. We need it. We need it, Lord. I want to remind you, listening to VPN Radio here on this Wednesday, 13th day of May, 2015. Good to have you listening in here to VPN Radio. We are praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So thankful to have you listening in here at this time or any time. If you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio Breakout Prayer Network, you just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and you can click on the donate button and you can use PayPal, debit card, credit card. Write a check, send it to the address there, and we would appreciate your contributions to help us with this assignment, to lead prayer 24 hours a day over internet radio, and delighted to have you listening in here as we pray for revival in your life, personal, in your church, in your city, and of course, in this nation. And so delighted to have you listening in. And we are believing God for revival. And we believe it's going to break out in many different places. It could break out in your prayer group. It actually could. And what do you mean? Sometimes we talk about in different cliches, sometimes in words that people may not be able to comprehend. But what do you mean by breakout? Well, I went to minister in a church in Fort Worth, Texas, several years ago, and everything seemed to be quite orderly and quite organized. And there was a lady that was very well dressed, had this great big hat on, and she had got up to make some announcements, and beautifully dressed, and soon the pastor introduced me, and within 30 seconds, there was what I would call an outbreak of the Holy Ghost, an outbreak of the Spirit of God, and people began to laugh, people began to cry. One person came down the aisle, fell on his knees, and suddenly the Holy Spirit invaded the entire place. There was a terrific manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and people's lives were being changed and transformed before my very eyes within the first 60 seconds that I got up. I never had an opportunity to preach, and I saw the lady that had been up a few minutes ago, very well-dressed, very well-organized, very professional. She was there on the floor rolling around like an old holy roller that I saw when I was a boy, laughing and crying and rolling around in her beautiful dress on the floor with her hat at the side of her, crushed and mangled, I guess. And somebody would say, well, we don't believe in that kind of stuff. Well, it doesn't make me any difference whether you believe or not. I saw it. I've been around a long time. That's what I'm talking about, a breakout. I mean, suddenly the Holy Spirit can come upon a church, a congregation, a group of people that is just engulfs the entire atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon people. People get saved. People get healed. People get baptized in the Holy Ghost. And without sounding judgmental today, I am praying for an outbreak of the Holy Ghost in many different places, in many different places where classes will be disrupted and the program will be disrupted. We, in so many churches across America, we have a definite program that many people would be horrified if there was an outbreak of the Holy Ghost and suddenly everything was disrupted and there was no preaching. There was no more singing. It was just the Holy Spirit working. And I have, in my lifetime, in my ministry, that I've seen many outbreaks of the Holy Spirit. And regardless of whether you agree or disagree, we need outbreaks of the Holy Ghost. We can call them breakout. That's why I call this Breakout Prayer Network, because we need a breakout of the Holy Ghost with people's lives being changed. Now, listen to me. I did not start yesterday. I started preaching in 1966, so I'm not a Johnny come lately. I'm here to tell you that God desires to do something very special in this nation, in our land. And he does not care if it's in a church or if it's on Main Street. He does not care if it's on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday morning or a Thursday night. In fact, he doesn't care if it's midnight. There's one church that I prophesied that's going to have midnight church, and they started having midnight church. He does not care. He just wants some freedom. The Holy Ghost wants freedom to manifest himself. And when there's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and it can be in many different forms. It can be jumping up and down. It can be speaking in tongues. It can be laughing and crying. It can be shaking. And it can be falling down. There needs to be a manifestation, because what happens is when there is a manifestation, there are results. You understand when a tornado goes through, and I lived in Tornado Alley for many years. When a tornado goes through, there is an upheaval, there is a disruption, and you can see the results of what happened in that tornado after it lifts and passes on to another place. That's exactly what you see when the Holy Ghost comes into a church or into a prayer meeting or wherever he may want to be. There's results. There's results. And so I'm just praying right now. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray right now for revival? Revival in your church, in your city, in your geographical location. Would you just help me pray right now? In Jesus' name, Lord, we just believe. We just believe in Jesus' name that revival is breaking out. Revival's breaking out in homes. Revival is breaking out in neighborhoods. Revival is breaking out in businesses. Revival is breaking out in storefronts. Revival is breaking out on college and university campuses. Revival is breaking out in churches. Revival is breaking out in funeral homes. Revival is breaking out on Facebook. Revival is breaking out on different social medias. Revival is breaking out in many different geographical locations. Revival is breaking out in stadiums. Revival is breaking out in ballparks. Revival is breaking out in stables. That's where the revival started, Azusa Street, in a stable. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need you. And we just believe, we believe for revival. Let it be in me, Lord. Let it be in us. In Jesus' name. And when you look at the revival on Azusa Street that went for 3.5 years, what were some of the main themes? Praying for people to be saved, weeping and waiting for the lost, intercessory prayer, prayers of travail. They were praying continually, having services daily. They were congregating the people. They were leaping for joy. They did a deep preparatory work of prayer and expectation. There was conviction. People running to the altar to get saved, running to the front of the building. People seeking God, agonizing before God, weeping and wailing. And the revival report spreading to other cities and other nations of the world. We pray in Jesus' name for revival in this land. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. Revival in the cities. Revival in the country. Revival. Revival everywhere. In Jesus' name. Revival in the pub. Revival in the nightclub. Nightclubs will be shut down for revival. Revival. Revival in the restaurants. Revival in the meeting rooms. Revival, revival, an outbreak of the Holy Ghost with manifestations. Manifestations of people coming to God, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Signs and wonders. Young people coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel. In Jesus' name, signs and wonders and miracles. And Father God, we believe you. We pray for it. We pray in Jesus' name. Would you agree with me? Would you agree with me? And would you, if you are not a part of a prayer group, would you start a prayer group? Just gather some people into your home and your neighborhood. I'm not talking about if you're part of a church, taking people from the church and asking them to come to your home. I'm talking about starting a prayer meeting where there's not another prayer meeting going. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about wherever you can find a place to pray and you can invite some people to pray. You do it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We got a place where you can sign up and be a part of 1,000 BPN prayer leaders. We're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. And you can lead prayer wherever you can find a place to lead prayer. Weekly, at least once a week, you do that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. We need you, God. And today we press in. We press in Jesus' name. We press in. Hunger for you, thirsty for you. Where does it start? It starts with hunger. It starts with hunger. And 30 years ago, when Gene and I began to go into different churches, two churches per week, when we began to go in and lead prayer, day and night, pastors would say to me, "Would you please come?" They were waiting in line, almost begging to come. We want to pray. Our people will gather early in the morning, and they'll gather in the afternoon, and you teach us to pray, and we'll come and pray. There was a call to pray. There was a signal to pray. And what's happened today? Well, we've got too busy. We've got things going. We've got a beer and a ball game to attend. I don't like beer, but I certainly like ball games. But we've got to keep everything in proper perspective. I like sports. I used to be a sportscaster. But ladies and gentlemen, sports cannot be our God. Pleasure cannot be our God. Somebody needs to get hungry for God. Somebody needs to cry out for God. Somebody needs to call on the name of the Lord. Somebody needs to press in. Press in. We press in. We press in to take hold of you. Lord, we need you today. Does anybody hear my cry? Does somebody hear today? Is somebody hungry for God? Is somebody thirsty for God? Let me know. I'm calling for time of prayer in America. I'm calling for revival. We press in to take hold of you. Lord, we need you today. Here's Ron Bailey.
We press in to get close to you. Then by faith we take hold of your promises. Doubt and fear will all disappear, for your glory is here as we press in. We press in to get close to you. Then by faith we take hold of your promises. Doubt and fear will all disappear, for your glory is here as we press in. I am healed and
press in. We press in to you today. That's Ron Bailey. You can get his music on iTunes, So delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We are praying today for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, believing God, that God is going to turn the tide. And I've been prophesying now for some time that he's going to turn the tide in the streets of our nation. That means on Main Street, Second Street, or maybe University Street, whatever it may be, that the Holy Ghost is going to break out in unusual places that we've not expected, anticipated. Maybe in a pub, maybe in a nightclub, maybe in the joint down the street. I don't know. But I'm not limiting the Holy Spirit. Somebody's going to get hungry for God, start a prayer meeting somewhere, and things are going to begin to happen because of a tremendous hunger for God, a pressing into God. And unusual things are going to start happening, unusual manifestations. And there's a lot of people, they want God, but they want him to be very orderly, very professional. And, the Holy Spirit, he just does things in an incredible way that we may have never anticipated. And the revival that Gene and I led in Fort Worth, Texas in 1994 became very disorderly. The Holy Ghost broke out. And I'm just calling for a breakout. And I know that I'm getting very, very bold, but I pray right now in Jesus' name for a breakout of the Spirit of God. What are you talking about? I'm talking about where the Holy Spirit breaks out of our conformity, where he breaks out of our organized services. And I don't believe that everything ought to be just done helter-skelter, but we need to make room for the Holy Ghost. For right in the middle of someone's sermon, a pastor's sermon or message, the Holy Spirit might want to heal the sick, or there may be a passion for the lost at that very moment where the pastor stops and senses conviction coming upon the congregation. In Jesus' name. And the revival in Fort Worth started in the fifth week of prayer. We were praying for 5 weeks. It started the fifth week of prayer. A lady came to me during one of the evening services, and I've written a book about it, and shared a testimony. She said that God had performed a miracle in her marriage. She related how her husband had left her 19 months ago for another woman. However, as a result of the prayer revival, her husband had asked forgiveness, returned home that very week. I rejoiced with her. She walked away. The Holy Spirit spoke to me that we had our breakthrough. Revival had just begun. Soon we were experiencing miracles. Jesus was in the house. Things began to happen. A man paralyzed for 11 years was healed in one of the morning services. As he went running, leaping, and praising God, a spirit of faith was released. Others began to receive their healing. That very evening, a woman was healed of a tumor in her stomach the size of a cantaloupe. The next morning, the tumor completely disappeared. Revival days were here again. And revival continued through the summer into the fall. The spiritual tide, I wrote, continued to rise. Our morning format consisted of praise and worship, corporate prayer, preaching, teaching, testimonies, prophesying, praying for the sick, and laying on of hands. The morning services were followed by another meeting in the conference room of the church. These sessions included the pastoral staff and visiting ministers. These men of God came almost daily from across the United States, around the world, to experience revival. They journeyed from Romania, Africa, Mexico, Canada, South Korea, Australia, Great Britain, South America, and other places. To receive this mighty outpouring of God's power, encouraging testimonies were received from pastors and church leaders who had received impartation and taken revival back to their congregations. People began to be healed. People began to be saved. There was an outbreak. In those days, we called them Holy Ghost interruptions. Soon, People would stand to testify, but would be laughing, stuttering, falling under the power, simply not be able to speak. It reminded me of the Azusa Street Revival. We could hardly wait for other encounters of the Holy Spirit. People hunger for God. There were definite signs of Holy Ghost intoxications. I was somewhat skeptical until I saw my wife, who was very reserved, laughing, rolling on the floor, hardly able to walk, Jean Gentry. As these strange manifestations continued, I requested individuals to write their testimonies so we could share them with the entire congregation. And they began to write their testimonies down. The glory of God was so strong, there was such an outbreak of the Holy Ghost. An outbreak of the Holy Ghost that people could hardly stand. Some people would, there was such a manifestation, such a presence of God that sometimes people would crawl in the building and crawl out of the building. It was quite awesome, because of the glory of God, the outbreak. And the Holy Spirit is just speaking to me right now that He is willing to break out. To break out in some places where prayer is going on. It does not have to be a church. You must understand that I'm a local church guy, but I am not confined to ministering in a local church. I can minister in many different places where people are praying and seeking God. And so I believe that in days to come, that I'm going to be, I'm prophesying here, so get ready for this. I believe that I'm going to be on big screens, big screens, gigantic screens or big screens, where I'm going to be leading prayer in stadiums or in nightclubs. Or in pubs, they're gonna Skype me in or do a GoToMeeting, and I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna be ministering to in neighborhood prayer meetings. I'm gonna be ministering in prayer meetings in funeral homes, and wherever there is a big screen TV or a gigantic screen, wherever it is, I just see myself praying there, calling on the name of the Lord. And people praying with me. And as I pray, there's an outbreak or a breakout, a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. And I'm feeling it now, the power of the Holy Ghost. And there are some of you people that you go to church every Sunday, nothing happens. It is dead, dry, it is boring. And our young people are sitting there with headphones, listening to some music, or they're texting because they're bored. There's no action. There's nothing happening. And people go out of the church the same way they came in. And there's nothing happening. But I'm praying for a breakout of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's going to happen. There's Godfrey Birtle. He wrote a song when I began to do the breakout message. Several years ago, he's going to sing about the breakout. Would you agree with me? An outbreak.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see. To put out into deeper water. Sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest. And the nets will almost break. Break out! This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Hey, 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 hey. So break out! This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Pressing up and forget the old thing. See the new thing springing up. New wine for a brand new wineskin. Fresh oil with a ring. last for too long on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings, now it's time to do what I see. To put the eye into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break.
We need some partners.
It's time to ask the Lord to send more laborers.
Hey, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray for a breakout. We pray for an outbreak of your spirit and your power, where people are hungry for you, gathering to you, gathering together. Breakout. Father, we call for a breakout across this land. We call for prayer leaders, people that will get together, and they will start praying, and there'll be a manifestation of your spirit and your power. And today, before we go, we pray for Carol Keller, who is the wife of Pastor Brad Keller in Bethel, Vermont. She's having surgery today. Father, we pray for Carol Keller having cancer surgery today. We pray for her healing and others who need healing today in Jesus' name. Well, we've run out of time here on BPN. Calling for the breakout, the outbreak of the Holy Ghost. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN. Have a good day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.